Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We filled out our bracket yesterday, Boomer and I collectively, for CBS Sports Network, and he insisted on having Texas Tech win the whole thing, so we gave him that. And I think
trying to stay away from chalk, man, that's all.
Well, that's fine, but I mean, Texas Tech, just because of Patrick Mahomes, is that really
that's
what we're
part
doing?
Of it. Yeah, that's part of it. I would have taken Ohio State because of Dwayne Haskins, but, you know.
But they stink.
Yeah, I watched them play this year.
Right.
No, and by the way, you know, one of the things Nick fans should watch today is they should watch Murray State and Marquette. That's at 4:30, I think. Is it 4:30 on TBS, I believe. And Ja Morant. You could have two really good guards because Marquette's got a really good guard, too. And I saw an interview between the two of those guys. They met at the Chris Paul camp last summer.
Yeah.
And they got to know each other. And
talking about Marcus Howard,
yeah,
and John Morant.
Right, right. Both of them.
Yeah, both of those guys.
Right,
they met.
So they're in this game, and they're going to be going toe-to-toe with each other. And that's going to be great. That's going to be worth the price of admission to watch those two kids play against each other. And maybe John Morant can pull off a 12-5 upset.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be that big of an upset because Marquette's only favored by 3.5. This isn't one of these like 10-point, 12-point spreads, so that's a 12-5 game that people expect to be very, very
competitive. Did you talk to our girl Kelly in Vegas about this after the show yesterday?
I did not, no.
I thought you were getting some tips from her because you know how much money is going to be bet on the NCAA tournament, guys? Well, any idea?
It's going to be billions, I think.
Al, how much money do you think will be wagered on the NCAA brackets?
$34.5 billion.
No. Eddie?
About $4 billion.
No. Jerry?
$1 billion.
No.
I'll say $7 billion.
You're the closest.
Oh, thanks.
I saw this on Captivate in the elevator. It's the fastest 10 seconds, and it's the best 10 seconds of my day. It's actually, I learn something every day. $8.5 billion will be wagered on NCAA. How much of that will be legal betting in the seven states that actually carry betting now?
10%.
I'll say two of the $8 billion.
Very good, Al.
Oh, wow.
Al Dukes, man. No one is betting the betting lines.
Did you see that in the elevator, too?
I did not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Fine. I believe
now,
it.
Does that count like the brackets we fill out? Or is that?
So most of the money is obviously bet in office pools. That's where most of the money is. And if, you know, Governor Cuomo allowed, you know, mobile betting in the state of New York, I can't even imagine how much money they would make today. It'd be insane.
But he doesn't see the benefit. He doesn't see the financial benefit.
He sees congestion pricing as opposed to, you know, why don't you just do this and then pay for the MTA this way?
I mean, if you're going to lie about it, come up with a better lie, right?
Or
then you don't
right.
see the economic benefit.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
I don't know. They're looking for alternate ways to raise money to fix the MTA.
Maybe we make the Holland Tunnel $37.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Because that's an epic economic benefit there.
Right. I mean, exactly. Jesus. So all the New York people that actually go over to New Jersey to make a bet because you have to be in the state to be
I
able
live
to,
there.
To
it's
make
easy.
The bet. Yes. But you know, I don't know. You think about that for 1 second. How much money do you think would come out of the five boroughs alone in the state of New York on a day like today?
You just think about... Think about New York City and Long Island. I mean, how many people there are?
Do you think that if the governor decided to go Powerball and won, would he give the money to the state? And would that fix the MTA or no?
I don't know. I don't think so. Everybody
can the
I know.
State, can somebody representing the state buy a Powerball ticket?
It's an interesting question.
Why not?
I guess they should be able
half
to,
of
right?
It anyway, you might as well take all of it.
Sure. Well, why not? I think they should be able to.
$500 billion. How much are we giving it? What? $250 million are going back to you guys?
I do think, though. I mean, if you think about it, everybody I know participates in these things. Everybody I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Is betting on the NCAA tournament. Men, women, old, young, pets.
This way, if you change the tile pattern that you're going to put in the Midtown Tunnel, you're not going to waste $30 million.
Is that what they're doing when they shut these lanes down in the tunnel?
Yeah. Well, now the tunnels have been, the two tunnels here have been rebuilt, essentially. You know, the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel and the Long Island Midtown Tunnel were rebuilt because of Hurricane Sandy damage. Mm. And, but they changed the tile pattern in the Midtown Tunnel, and that change order cost over $30 million. They were just going to go all white tile, but then they decided we have to add blue and yellow tile to the white tile. And actually, it looks very nice. I like it.
For $30 million,
though? Somebody couldn't have figured that out earlier.
So I don't think we're ever going to see.
Anytime government runs anything, it sucks.
Yeah, I know. Just the four upstate brick-and-mortar casinos they're focusing on for legalized sports betting in New York. Just four upstate casinos. I mean, it's and that nobody goes to that I know. If anybody goes to casinos around here, you go to Atlantic City, you go up to Mohegan Sun, you go to Foxwoods. I don't hear anybody.
You're at the Monmouth Park, you can go to the sportsbook there.
Could you imagine if they would have built Amazon, they'd have 25,000 more people betting? That'd be unbelievable. Morons.
All right.
What else?
That's right. Boomer doesn't like Democrats.
We've got an update from Jerry right now. What's going on, Jerry?
Brought to you by Winter Brothers Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. Some of the sound from last night from St. John's loss to Arizona State, 74-65. You get John Minko and a bothered Brandon Tierney on Learfield IMG St. John's Radio.
Ball deflected, winds up into the hands of Martin. 3 seconds to shoot. Spin move at the free throw line. His runner is up and good as he gets the friendly bank. And as a result, Arizona State goes up 33-15.
I just like how he's mumbling under his breath.
This sucks.
No more getting stiff.
Yeah, well, no, St. John's got stiff last night because they couldn't shoot, and they wound up losing 74-65. Lukens Dort had a team-high 21. Zylon Cheatham, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Here was Chris Mullen. What happened on this night to your club?
Across the board, you know, we had turnovers, uncharacteristic turnovers, and then I think we shot, 31%. It wasn't, you know, layups, free throw. It was everything.
It was. He's exactly right.
Started 6 of 23.
Arizona looked like a football team out there. You see the Arizona State. You see those kids?
Yeah.
They did.
Those kids were like ripped.
Dort. Especially Dort.
And if you look, if you Google Dort.
Dort.
But with his real first name, I don't know if you just Google Dort, what comes up. He had some dunks this year that are insane.
Yeah. How about Arizona State's got that guy named Remy Martin, too?
Yes. the liqueur.
Cognac.
That's what it is.
I know that you were frustrated, and I was frustrated, and I'm sure all St. John fans were frustrated at the misses, and, you know, Chris Mullen touched on all of that. But so you're Bobby Hurley, and you're like a great point guard, right? That's your reputation, that's your history. So, and you could handle all the pressure and all that other stuff. And then you watch your team just throw the ball all over the place.
Well, he was pissed at the end of the first half with how well his team played. He was still going after the official so much that he got that technical at the end of the first half with his arms up and he's screaming. And Seth Davis actually criticized him at halftime.
What did he do for that technical? It didn't seem like anything.
Well, right. And I don't think that it was. I think this was one of those cumulative things. This is what Seth Davis was saying, is that the officials are tired of Bobby Hurley standing over there with his arms up going, "You idiots." Like, he does this all the time.
No, he does.
And I think that they were sending a message to him, like, we're not going to tolerate that stuff, so stop it. So
he and his brother are very demonstrative.
Yeah, right. Very emotional.
Right from the start of the game, too.
Watching him at the end of the game, watching his team throw the ball out of bounds, he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I know exactly how he feels, man. You know, our WASP hockey team plays and we get guys that do stupid stuff and take penalties. It's like, what are you doing,
very
man?
Very similar situation.
Yeah.
Was more Mullen. So how bad was it?
It was probably one of our worst games of the season overall.
I picked a bad time to have it. Here was Shamari Ponds. He tries to look at the positives of the year.
Oh, I say this year was a great season. I mean, a lot of people doubted us. They didn't expect us to be here.
Ponds had 25 in the loss. LJ Figueroa, 19 points, 10 rebounds. And so for St. John, still haven't won an NCAA tournament game since 2000. Arizona State will play Buffalo tomorrow. The earlier game yesterday was North Dakota State beating NC Central 78-74. They advanced to take on Duke tomorrow. So we got 16 first-round games coming up today. We'll have coverage here on the Fan Westwood One. Minnesota and Louisville get it going at 12:15. You got Yale and LSU in Jacksonville at 12:40. Also in Jacksonville, Seton Hall and Wofford at 9:40. And then in Salt Lake City this evening, FDU against number one seeded Gonzaga, followed by Syracuse and Baylor. First round of the CBI, South Florida beat Stony Brook in overtime, 82-79.
Is Stony Brook looking for a new coach?
No, I don't believe so. No, the guy, I forget the guy.
I forget the guy's name who took over for Pikiell, but he's done very well.
No, I know that. I just wonder if he took a new job somewhere else.
That maybe.
But I'm saying, I'm not saying
Bowles,
that
I forget his name.
Can Bowles. You check that out for me?
Yeah, but B-O-A-L. It's not like Todd Bowles. I forget his name. Shoal, Bowl, Foal, Soul.
We'll get it.
Yeah. Why don't you look that up for all me, right. please? Jazz beat the Knicks 137-116. Donovan Mitchell had 30. David Fizdale says too much him.
He's a nightmare to guard. The guy can get... He can get anywhere on the floor.
Yeah, what do you got?
You guys are right. It is Bowles, and he left to go to Ohio.
Did he really? Yes. When?
Yeah, I knew it.
When did he leave?
When was 3 days ago this was announced.
Did not see that.
Yeah, so.
He was only there, what, 3 years?
Yeah, I believe so. So that's his alma mater, though, Ohio University.
Oh, good for him.
The Bobcats, where my wife went, by the way, in Athens, Ohio. So I should have known that. I should have known what was happening at my wife's alma mater.
How about that?
Big party school, apparently. Tells me all the stories.
The Bobcats.
Yep, all the stories.
Elsewhere in
very
the
very alarming, you know.
Elsewhere in the NBA, Sixers and Celtics. It was Philly winning 118-115, but this happened along the way.
Ben Simmons near midcourt, and Embiid got knocked down by Smart, and Embiid wants a piece of him. The two of them are nose to nose in the middle of the lane. Embiid took a tough spill near the baseline, and Smart just kind of stood there and watched them fall.
So what happens is Marcus Smart gets picked off by Embiid, and he don't like it. And he goes after him and shoves him down, and he winds up getting ejected. Here was Embiid. You're damn right I was mad.
Obviously, I was frustrated because it was a cheap shot. I didn't see it coming, caught me off guard. I don't really want to talk about him, so I don't care.
Well, here's Brad Stevens. He says that simply can't happen.
I'm disappointed, Marcus. We need you. Like, Bane's already out. We need him to be in the game.
But he was not. So Sixers wind up winning
Marcus
the game.
Marcus Smart's got a temper, too, because in college,
clearly,
he pushed the fan. Remember that whole deal?
I don't know.
At Oklahoma State? Yeah, he went into the stands. There was a guy right behind the basket, and he ended up shoving him. I remember that being a big deal.
Well, what set him off here was he thought the pick was a little much. But even so, you can't get up and just shove the guy down like that. So Blazers beat the Mavericks 126-118. Your boy Siakam, Pascal Siakam, 33 points, 13 rebounds, and a Raptor went over the Thunder in overtime, 123-114. And the Heat wind up winning in San Antonio.
Wade fumbled it, but he got inside. Wade spins, turns around, left-hand shot, got it off the glass. Dwayne Wade with the left hand. Oh, my. Oh, I haven't seen that one in forever. Heat up now by 5 with a minute 20 remaining.
That is Mike Inglis on Heat Radio. Wound up winning 110-105, snapping San Antonio's 9-game winning streak. And James Harden had 57. Not enough, though. Rockets fall in overtime to the Grizzlies, 126-125. Cavaliers beat the Bucks 107-102. Baseball underway in Tokyo again. Day number 2. Mariners leading the A's 3-0. As they play in the third inning. Spring baseball today, Yankees and Cardinals. Domingo Herman makes the start there. Mets and Marlins with Steven Matz on the mound. And the White Sox reportedly signing their top outfield prospect, Eloy Jimenez, to a 6-year, $43 million deal. He hasn't played yet a game in the major
leagues.
That's
unbelievable. It's like the White Sox have money to burn or something. Why do you think they did that? Any idea?
I do not know. It's a great question. I don't know. You would think you'd like to see him a little bit at the major league level before you do that, but... They do that. And I said that it's possible he could make upwards of $77 million on this deal. And there's a couple of team options there, too.
And how old is he?
I'd have to check. I want to say 19 or 20, maybe. Could you check that one, too, Greg?
How do you spell Eloy?
Eloy.
That's it?
L-O-Y, yes. Okay. E-L-O-Y. Le'Veon Bell sat down with SI. Now, we played a couple of these yesterday. These are long clips because, again, I think they need to be. Here he was, Jenny Vrentes.
Yes.
Did I say her name? She sat down with him for
Jenny's good, man. She does
30
a really
minutes
good job,
they put out. You have the – how old he is?
Oh, I stopped because we're moving on to this, which I was more interested
in. So here's the Le'Veon Bell sound talking about the way he was treated in Pittsburgh. It's 23 seconds.
They kind of treat you like – all right, if you're like – like they don't treat you like a human. What I mean by that is like I'm an NFL athlete, but it's still I'm a human being. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I still play video games. I still make music. It's like they don't want to, like, allow you to be yourself.
Really. Oh, my God.
It's like they want you to be.
Oh, my God.
If you're a Steeler, like, you're literally supposed to be playing football 24/7.
I mean,
but well, yeah, like this is a millennial take on things, I guess, right?
Le'Veon Bell might be great for the Jets. I don't want to say that he's not going to
be great for
the
us.
Oh like, he might end up being one of the best offensive players we've ever had. It's still a possibility.
Yes,
but this guy is an idiot. He's a straight up buffoon.
Come on.
And there's not come on. He is. And he's been like this for a while. This isn't just this interview. He's been like this for a while, and he's an idiot. And to sit there and say that an organization didn't treat him like a human, what are you talking about? And oh, by the way, the team that you wanted to give you $70 million, $80 million, whatever he was asking for, $17, $18, $19 million a year, want you to focus on football and not drop a rap album or play video games? Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you can't have it both ways,
and
dumbass.
Smoke, and don't forget, smoke weed, too. Don't
I
forget
mean,
that.
Right. And you were hurt. You got suspended for weed. You're playing video games, dropping rap albums, and asking for $19 million a year. And they don't treat you like a human. What type of asinine thinking is that? Well, seriously.
This is why, you know, you want to be an NFL coach. This is what you got to deal with sometimes.
Holy he is interesting
crap.
To watch. I will
yes.
say that.
I don't know what he's talking about half the time.
I
got his whole argument in Pittsburgh where he should have gotten paid because he touched the ball over 400 times. He caught 85 passes. And I do think when he's at his best, he is one of the best non-quarterback offensive players in the league.
I would put him in a top five.
Considering how many times he touches the ball and so many things that he does do, I just pray to God that this kid comes in here motivated. And I don't want to hear about being treated like a human and dropping albums and playing Fortnite. I want you to worry about who you're picking up and blitz pickup. I want you making guys miss you when you catch the ball out of the backfield like you did for Ben Roethlisberger. This whole millennial mindset, like, oh, I need to be treated like a human. you know what? You're getting paid $15 million right. a year. You could drive around in a Bentley, fly in helicopters. You get treated pretty well as a human, if you ask me.
Yeah, right. He doesn't see it that way. Like, oh, the team got mad at me because I'm making a rap album during the football season.
Go play for the Cardinals or the Bengals and then come talk to me about being treated like a human.
You mentioned Roethlisberger. He says Ben simply has too much power there.
Ben is Ben. He's the quarterback. At the time, I'm thinking that's how it's supposed to be. He's supposed to be like that. Like, don't get me wrong, quarterbacks are leaders, and yeah, everybody goes to the quarterback. It is what it is. But it's like, it's still, you're still a teammate. At the end of the day, you're not, you know what I'm saying, you're not Kevin Colbert.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're not Mr. Rooney.
So, again, that was courtesy of SI, a lot of Le'Veon Bell.
But those guys, Kevin Colbert and Mr. Rooney, when they tell you to do something, they're not treating you like a human being, right?
He actually said, so he was talking about Antonio Brown having that power, too. And then she goes, oh, and you never got there. He goes, oh, no, I did. It just took a while to get there, though, to that point. So it was really a bizarre 25 minutes.
The level of thinking, like, is amazing, right?
Well, how about the idea of even talking about this stuff? I mean, if you're a Jets fan, what you want to hear is, hey, that's in the past. I'm a Jet. I'm ready to go. Well, I'm excited about Sam Darnold. I mean,
in fairness to him, because I watched the whole 25 minutes, he spoke glowingly about the Jets, which we'll get to through the morning. I mean, could not have said better things about the organization.
Well, they're treating him like a human. Where do he get to practice with Greg Williams and Adam Gase going at it?
Perhaps.
It's going to be great.
But the questions, the quotes we're playing were really just from direct questions from her.
Yeah, and but you don't have to answer them like that.
But he was very cordial and he answered them. It wasn't like he volunteered this stuff, like, I got something to say. So, but it was an interesting 25 minutes.
But you go after a guy like Le'Veon because you know there's got to be some story there. There's got to be,
oh, of course, yeah.
You know, a negative tinge to something. And she did a good job. She got
absolutely.
It out of
him. No, I know. I'm not. She did an amazing job. I mean, it's newsworthy, and, you know, and nobody's heard that side of his story in all this time either.
You know what it is about her? There's because I've met her a couple of times. There's this thing about her that, like, you just trust her when you sit down with her.
Yeah, she's very calming.
And then you're just gonna kind of like just give whatever you think she wants. Sure. I don't know what it is. It's just crazy. How she gets these guys to just open up.
So this Ben Roethlisberger's an idiot, right? We all know that. Do you want another cup of coffee? Oh, yeah, you're right. You know that, too. It's amazing. I'm so happy that we're on the same page. Right? Like, stuff like that. Little tactics.
Can you imagine Coach Tomlin with these guys?
Oh, no, no, no. No, I can't.
I can't imagine what that must have been like.
No. I'm not. I'm relayed. I'm not going to do any Tomlin.
I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just saying, like, what it must be like, or what it must have been like in meetings and in practice and all that other stuff between Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell,
chaos.
Antonio Brown. I bet you. You want to make a bet right now? I bet you the Steelers win the AFC North.
I'm with you. You purge this idiocy out of there. I think they'll be okay.
I think there's a thing called chemistry. So you're putting all these all-stars together out there in Cleveland who have never played with each other. And, of course, now you're adding the ultimate kind of like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Lightning rod?
Lightning rod is probably right, yes. And Odell Beckham Jr. to that group. And everybody thinks, oh, these guys are going to be awesome. Now, they're going to be I think they're going to be the story of the year. There's no question about it. And I think that they'll be exciting. They're going to be on national television a lot. I guarantee that. But I don't necessarily know that. Can they build the chemistry that the Steelers have built over the years? Because they've re-signed a lot of their offensive line. They got John Connor coming back. Juju Smith-Schuster is ready to rock and roll. I mean, it's like the guys that they left behind are a pretty good team. So.
Anything else?
Lightning beat the Capitals in overtime 4-3. Notable because the Islanders now fall 3 points.
I'm not making a bet. I'm with you.
Out of first place atop the division. And Valtteri Filppula out 4 weeks with the upper body injury.
That sucks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.